In Beijing, U.S. officials have been working feverishly to end a diplomatic crisis, one that erupted just as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner arrived this week for high-level talks with the Chinese on economic and security issues. Earlier this week, diplomats on both sides thought they had found an agreement that would enable human rights activist Chun Guangcheng to go free. But that fell apart in less than 24 hours. Now the tense standoff over his fate appears to be nearing an end. U.S. and Chinese officials have reached a deal that might hold.
Over the course of the day, progress has been made to help him have the future that he wants. And we will be staying in touch with him as this process moves forward.
That's the voice of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Now, as this delicate process moves forward, NPR's Louisa Lim has been watching the developments. And Louisa, what are we hearing at this point?
Well, the Chinese Foreign Ministry has released a very short statement, and it says that if Chun Guangcheng wants, he can apply to study abroad through normal channels in accordance with the law, like any other citizen. So this could actually be a really elegant solution for a very difficult diplomatic problem. It means that Chun would not have to apply for political asylum, which he's always said he didn't want to do. He could theoretically go to the US for a while to study and then return to China if he decided to do that. And he could also get to study at university, which is something that he's always wanted to do. And he has a letter of invitation from New York University. So if this deal sticks, there'll be a big sigh of relief from all sides.
You know, Louisa, we thought that there was a deal before and that fell apart. Tell us, if you can, why that went wrong. And is there any reason to believe that this deal might hold?
Yes. I mean, the last deal, Chen had agreed to stay in China and study. He was told that he would have assurances as to his safety. And so he left the U.S. embassy to go to hospital to get treatment. And that was where it all started to go wrong for him. He began to really get cold feet. This morning, he even said that he felt his situation in hospital was dangerous. And he also complained that his phone calls had been intercepted. Sometimes his mobile phone, he couldn't use it at all. And then another friend who tried to visit, called Jiang Tianyong, was very badly beaten up. And I spoke to his wife this morning, Jiang Tianyong's wife, and she said he was so badly beaten that he lost hearing in one ear completely and has compromised hearing in the other. And that was because he tried to visit Chun Guangcheng in hospital. And at the time, I mean, it looked as if he had swapped house arrest for detention in a hospital under state security. And I think that really, really worried him.
Well, Louisa, is there any way you can help us understand the behavior of the Chinese? I mean, if indeed they are beating someone who's trying to come visit him in the hospital, if they're restricting access, restricting phone calls, how do you account for that on one hand, but then, you know, see the Chinese saying that he can leave the country?
Yes, it's really very difficult to know what's going on. I mean, the way the Chinese government makes decisions is something that is not at all transparent. You must remember the Chinese government, it's not monolithic. There are different arms of it with different interests. And one political commentator explained it to me like this. He said he feared that Chun Guangcheng was actually a pawn in a domestic political power struggle and that the security apparatus had control of him while he was in hospital and that they were playing him off against the more reformist politicians in the foreign ministry who are the ones who issued this statement. I mean, we don't know what will happen down the line. Chun Guangcheng, he still doesn't have a passport and neither does any other members of his family. So there's still a long way to go and we don't know whether this deal will stick. But the very fact that the Foreign Affairs Ministry is confident enough to release a statement, that must be significant.
Louisa, thanks very much.
Thanks, David.
We've been speaking to NPR's Louisa Lim, who is following this unfolding diplomatic situation in Beijing between the U.S. and Chinese surrounding the case of the human rights activist Chun Guangcheng.